Hello and welcome to episode 69 of the Main Yarn Podcast. Hi everybody, I'm Julie.
And this is Jen.
Well, very excited to be sitting here in lovely Windham, Maine.
Yes,
as always.
Talking about Maine and yarn.
Yes, as we do, as we are wont to do. So thank you for tuning in. And this episode, we're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about, Jen?
Oh man, we got a lot of finished objects because I think we've been a little lax in our podcasting duties.
Yeah.
We missed December because it was December and I think you were knitting 10,000 Snuggies or something.
Yep.
And then January, we had that great talk with Lauren Elkin, which was amazing, but it lasted a lot longer than we thought. So it would, it took the whole podcast, which I'm still thrilled with. And we have a winner for that
getting
prize.
Ahead of ourselves, though.
Yeah. Just a preview. Because I think we forgot to talk about it when we put together the outline.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to talk about a lot of finished objects for a change.
A lot. But then we're also going to talk about what we're working on because we still have some of that stuff.
And of course, we couldn't have things we want to work on next because that's half the fun of knitting.
Right.
Planning your next project.
Is half the fun of the obsession.
Yes.
Then we'll have some shop talk.
And probably a catastrophe or two. We'll see how that goes.
We'll see.
Hopefully not too many. That we cause here today.
Yeah. And then we'll announce our winner, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. So, you want to start with some finished objects?
Sure. I will start with one that I'm wearing right now.
Cool.
Which is from the lovely Madeline Tosh Advent set that you got me for Christmas.
Yes.
And it's a lovely cowl designed by Vincent Williams. I believe I have the name correctly. And it's in lovely Madeline Tosh yarn, as you can imagine.
So the colors are so vibrant.
Yeah.
Vibrant? Is that
Yes, vibrant.
Vibrant. Yes, that is the word. It's just my mouth is not. I didn't do the vocal warm ups you told me to.
Yeah, exactly. See?
But it matches your sweatshirt too. You've got a lovely bright. Bright?
Yeah.
At least deep magenta?
Yeah. It's
And it's not a sweater, so we...
It's an L.L. Bean tall, and look.
Yeah, very nice. With lice.
Never been able to do that before.
And what she's doing is holding her arm out and having the sleeve go over her hand.
Yeah. It doesn't happen for me normally.
It's like these sweatpants I'm wearing that I got from my job. I had to roll them up. They're so long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What is up with the world right now? So it's taller people.
Tall people coming together and making clothes.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm wearing that and I do love it. I finished it. We were just talking about I need to block it because what happened was I finished it at work during the coldest weather I think Maine has ever experienced.
Oh, probably not.
I think it was in the record. New Hampshire at least recorded the...
At the top of Mount Washington it was.
But that's like 40 miles from my house.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, you weren't on the top of a mountain either. It
I
was
think
cold,
we
though.
We had record-setting cold temperatures. But it was very... Whether we did or we didn't, it was super cold. And with the wind chill, it was like minus 40. Which, fun fact, is basically the same whether you're in centigrade, Celsius, or Fahrenheit. So I finished it, long story short, I finished it and I immediately put it on cause I was cold. So and that's why it's
there it stayed.
Yes. But it's lovely.
How about you?
What is your first finished object you would like to talk about?
So I might've mentioned this one last month because this was a Laura Nelkin design, but it was the Lolancha shawl. This was the one in her, Lolancha sheep.
Yes.
Where it was more of a roving than a yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And she designed a little shawl to make with it that I got as part of my quarterly... it's not quarterly. It's every other month, she corrected me. I don't know. They just show up and I make them, which is lovely.
Yeah.
Anyway, I finished that shawl, which was a lot of fun. I've never worked with that kind of fiber. And since then, I've gotten the lopey version of it. I've got a few colors in the shop because if you use two strands together, it's the equivalent of let lopey. And I couldn't get all the colors of let lopey to do all the color work I wanted. So figured I'd do that, hold that together to make up some of those purple colors that I couldn't get.
Cool. And she was saying last time, because I was just listening to it, actually, she was saying that it's a lot softer than the Icelandic wool, probably because of the temperature difference and the, you know, how cold the sheep are or aren't.
Right. And I haven't gotten that yet. I'm waiting for, waiting for my, I don't know, I haven't bought any more new kinds of yarn. That's probably false, but I haven't gotten around to buying that one yet.
Yes. Okay.
Anyway, very cool. It was nice to work with, though.
Very cool. I wish it was called Shawl of La Mancha, though. I would kind of enjoy that. But that's just me.
Well, you should design one, then.
I'll work on it.
All right. What else are you making?
Stay tuned. Or what else have we made, right?
Yes.
So the next one on there is the Zaniah hat, which we might talk about later, because look again. But isn't it nice?
It is nice.
It's also from the Madeline Tosh Advent set. And we were talking about it last time as well, like, who needs to make a hat? But yeah, I made a hat.
Tell me about it.
Again, it's in the Madeline Tosh. I think I talked about it last time. Superwash Merino? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
And it has a lovely fluffy pom-pom.
Was that part of the kit too?
Yes, it was part of the kit. But because it was an advent, I hadn't opened that box yet when I took the picture. So I need to put another picture on Ravelry.
There you go.
Shoot ahead, because I'm sure I'll have other catastrophes. My dog has very unhelpfully removed it from the hat, so I need to put it back on.
I've got a hat or two like that.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to remove.
And I honestly just kind of tied it on anyway. It was supposed to be removable, because when I wash the hat, I don't want to wash the pom-pom.
Yeah.
Because it's like a nice faux fur. But anyway, yeah. And I also made a slight change to the pattern, because I'm obsessive compulsive, and I don't like it when cables just kind of peter out slowly. I like them to either stop and start,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like it when they just kind of go up. So I actually like the top. It's very plain, but it's just reverse stockinette.
Yeah.
Is the top.
Nice.
But anyway, I'm happy with that hat for sure. What about you? What else have you made?
What else did I make? I made the Sierra Beanie. Mm-hmm. That is a fun pattern. It was designed for Madeline Tosh Rasta, but Madeline Tosh had sent me a sample of their Noventa. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, let's see how this is different. Mm-hmm. So I made the Sierra Beanie out of the Noventa skein that I got. It was super quick. It is a little bit thinner than the Rasta, and maybe it was super washed. Like, I was trying to figure out how it was mm-hmm. different, because it really reminded me of Rasta.
Yeah.
It's just a very close match. But I would highly recommend the Sierra Beanie. It was fun, and it's just a really cool stitch pattern. And yeah, you can easily pull that out in a night on mm-hmm. a hat out of Rasta, because it's so thick.
Yeah.
But the cool part about the Sierra Beanie was it was made, the pattern was written for 4 different weights of yarn. So whatever you have, you could make it out of that.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah. How about you? What else you got?
Well, one of the other things I wanted to highlight, I'm going to talk about the next two together, actually. I made a couple of things for my dad, because my dad has a birthday in January. So I get into my crazy, I'm going to knit a bunch of stuff for people. And then I'm not done by January, because my dad has a birthday.
Yeah.
My mom's birthday is in December. So usually they get 2 things, you know, each. So in January, I had to make something or finish making stuff. So I made my dad a hat. I made a bunch of hats. But I like that one specifically to highlight, because it's my dad. And then the other thing I made for him that I haven't ever made before, but it turns out a ton of people have, is a knitted yarmulke
mm-hmm.
or kapel or skull cap, which is like a really gross word. but anyway, that he could wear if he goes into the synagogue. So I knitted one of those for the first time. Just kind of made up a pattern and I'm happy with how that turned out.
Nice.
How about you? What else have you got on there?
What else have I got? Oh, so we're getting into a little bit of my cocoa knits obsession, which will be sort of a theme on this podcast, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I finished the Emma pullover, the version A of the Emma. Mm-hmm. So cocoa knits method is a little bit different way of making a sweater. Mm-hmm. And it has... the difference is in the shoulders. So you're starting, it's top down, but you start with the back and you almost make like a tab, and then you make your shoulders, and then you kind of, it shapes the shoulders in a really nice kind of curving, flattering way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so cool. As you start it, you're like, look, it's not a two-dimensional object anymore. It like starts looking like a body, like really quickly.
Yeah.
The only thing, and we're not going to call it an catastrophe, but it just, I made the V-neck, I made it super late, super long, mm-hmm. deep, and it's a little too like floppy looking on me. So I'm gonna go back and pick up a collar for it. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling it done. Maybe next month I'll call it done again. We'll see. But yeah. I made it out of Woolfolk Luft, and it's the first time I've used that yarn. And man, it is so soft and light. It is, so it's a chunky weight sweater that I now have, but it doesn't feel super heavy.
Yeah.
Because I'm warm a lot.
Yeah, and it's got cotton in it, right?
Yes, so it is a cotton tube blown full of merino fibers, I believe. Yeah. It's just so pretty. And the color I use is like a white kind of cotton tube, but it's blown full of like a dark maroon fiber.
Yeah.
And it just, it's so pretty.
It is so pretty that you enabled me to order also a sweater's worth of it.
Yes.
So that's how that's going.
Yes. We can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Otherwise, we didn't want to spam everybody with all the finished objects, but I think it's probably about 15 hats and cowls. Like if you added that, it's insane. And I recently went back and started making some more as well. So I just cannot stop with this cowl pattern. I'm kind of finishing it up a little bit. I'll probably redo it, but it's very addictive.
Nice. Let's see. I have a couple more. I had an advent kit as well. Mm-hmm. I did the Sweet Georgia advent kit in the fingering weight. So this year they had a couple different weights to choose from. I picked the fingering weight, and I just made this really lovely shawl with all these different colors that included some with sparkles and some without. Mm. And it's just been a really nice, like, easy wrap around my neck with a lot of different outfits, kind of a shawl. So
yeah,
I've been really happy with it.
Great.
And then my last one is my Sophie scarf, which has been a lot of fun. I made it out of the Cashmere Dreams from Lang. And it's been, it's just so soft. I used two different colors, two strands held together, and it made a really cool marled look. Mine, of course, are two different shades of like a greenish turquoisey kind of a color. Mm-hmm. But we've got this deep red, which I think would just look classic. So the Sophie scarf is just a really long, thin piece of, you know, knitted fabric that you tie around your neck, and it looks very like 50s-ish.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Yeah, so, it's nice.
Different than what you'd picture when I say scarf, generally.
Yeah, it's like a necktie,
but not like a male necktie.
Yeah.
It ties around your neck.
Yeah.
In a cute 50s sort of way.
Yeah.
It's nice. Been really popular. A lot of people are making that one.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Okay. So the what are we working on list is ridiculously long, even though we have all those finished objects.
I know. We're just overachievers.
We are.
What the heck?
So, yep.
So what are you working on right now?
Right now, I am working on the Mabel, which is another Coco Knits. And this one we're doing as a knit-along.
So can you show me?
Yes. So I will. I'm doing this one in Jaggerspun Berwick Bulky. So it's another bulky weight, 3 stitches to the inch. This one is going to be heavier. Nice.
Yeah.
It's got a rounded neck.
Look how far along you are. That's insane.
Well, because it's 3 stitches to the inch. But look how beautiful the shoulders are.
Yeah.
And yeah, they've got some of my hair in there. And I love this color. This is tropical sea color.
Yeah.
Another kind of turquoisey beautifulness.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one, it goes so fast.
I can't wait. I've got to start. Oh, so much envy. We're going to talk about that.
So Coco Knits is doing this as, they're calling it their everlasting knit along. We're participating as a shop. Mm-hmm. So you buy something from us and tell us you want to be part of the knit along, you'll get a coupon code to get the pattern for free. Mm-hmm. And then they're having a couple of Zoom calls with Julie, the designer. Mm-hmm. One of them is this afternoon, so it'll already be done by the time you hear this. But
sure, it's just recorded too, right?
Yes.
They leave it up there so you can listen back.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So if you miss it, it'll be there. Let me know if you are participating. It's only for shop participants in the knit along. Mm-hmm. So if you're one of our participants on my list, let me know and I can get you the link, and we'll get you the link to the next live. So
I got my link. Thank you.
We've also got a Ravelry group where people are talking and asking questions and stuff. Mm-hmm. Nice and active. So that's been fun too.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, this sweater is just zooming along. I've now gotten past all the shaping and I'm just like in race to the bottom mode.
Yeah, so the beginning is kind of harder on these ones, would you say?
It is. You get all the fiddly stuff out of the way in the beginning, though.
And then you just
go.
Yep. Then it's Netflix and knit.
Yes.
Yep. I didn't come up with that.
No, but it's true. Yeah. Although I've been using HBO Plus and not Netflix lately.
HBO going Plus and knit. Okay.
Doctor Who. Doctor Who and knit.
Cool.
Yeah. And what are you working on right now?
So right now I'm honestly finishing this up partially because I also need to get the Mabel sweater started on my needles.
Mm-hmm.
But I am finishing up. This is so ridiculous.
What?
It's like the third year of making this sweater. I'm going to finish it. It is the Pearside cardigan.
That's another Pearside?
No, it's the same one. I just keep putting it away and not finishing it.
Why is it so thin?
So that's the way it is. So remember with Pearside, if you cast your mind back, I had some yarn that was closer in color to what you're working on.
Yeah.
And we picked it up in Connecticut at Stitches East, like way before COVID.
Yeah.
Like in the before times. And I started it. I just didn't like the way the super chunky pattern, cable pattern, was showing up on that yarn. I didn't like it.
For some reason, I thought it was bluer.
Well, but remember, this is the self-made fade.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah. Look okay. Here at the bottom of my... I brought the whole thing with me for some reason. At the bottom of the sweater portion, see how it's bluer?
Yeah.
And then as you go up, I self-made my fade to make it go greener. But right now I'm on the sleeves.
Oh.
And the sleeves I'm just kind of averaging out. So I do have three different colors on the sleeves. Okay. But they're much closer to each other than they are on the sweater, which is more of a fade. So it became this ridiculous thing because I half made one and then I put it aside because I decided I didn't like it. And then I got this other yarn, which is amazing, from the people who came into
Bobo
your shop.
Link. Yeah, we're going to get Link yarns. More of their stuff here soon.
And they didn't have enough yarn in this one color for me to use. So I made a fade out of kind of some variegated yarns in the same color theme. So anyway, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's been like 3 years. And that's why I'm like, I'm going to finish this before I start the Mabel. I'm going to finish this because I'm so close to finishing it. Like, I have a sleeve and I have the collar. But really,
I
can finish
it. Do you have the other sleeve done?
The other sleeve is done.
Oh, okay.
See? I'm got to just finish it.
You're close. You're not as close as I am to one that probably started even longer ago, I will talk about.
Really?
Yeah. Just to make you feel better.
Okay, cool. Also, I made the sleeves 2 inches longer than it says, but I think I'm sticking with that.
Okay.
You know.
That's fair.
So, yeah. That's the thing I'm working on right now, feverishly, sort of. What about you? What else are you working on?
So, I still got my third coast going, and that's the one in my Emma's Yarn Drapey DK. I'm doing it in the beautiful Plant Lady color, which is the pink with the green speckles. And the it was like up on a mannequin at the retreat in the middle of our shop, and
it
couldn't stop staring at it. So I bought it at the retreat. So it's, that one I started last summer, so it's not that long ago.
Yeah.
And I am, how far am I? I feel like I'm on the sleeves.
Yeah.
Maybe. Where I don't even remember. Because once I got on this Cocoa Knits kit, it's been sort of, no, I'm not on the sleeves yet. I'm on the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I can talk about in Knitastrophes. I'm at, well, the yoke. So it's a bottom up. And I guess I'll talk about that more a little bit later. But it is still going. I pick it up every once in a while. But these Cocoa Knit sweaters have really been keeping my attention. I did the first one that I talked about with the V-neck for the class.
Because
that was Emma's version A. And Emma comes in versions A, B, and C.
Yeah.
Which really should be three different sweaters. Because I don't know why they're designed that way. But they're very different.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, all right, well, I'll make an A and a B. Because it's 3 stitches to the inch and they're going wicked fast. So I decided to make the B out of quince sparrow, which, as you'll know, is not normally knit at 3 stitches to the inch.
Right.
It's a fingering weight linen.
Yeah.
And, but I'm doing it on like size 11 needles.
Yeah.
So it's sort of looking like chainmail because it's linen.
You're gonna
and
be
it
wearing
hasn't been
something
washed
underneath
yet.
It.
Yes. It's very see-through and I will probably wear like a little t-shirt underneath it.
Just checking.
But it'll be pretty. It's just like getting through the fiddly bits on that was really hard.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard to see your stitches when it's like a spider web.
Yeah.
So I recommend if it's your first time doing the Cocoa Knits, do not do it with spiderwebby sort of yarn. Do it with stuff that's meant to be knit at 3 stitches to the inch.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was a long... I'm still working on my Drapey DK third coast. Cool. So, now what about you?
What else did I say that I was working on? I'm working on more stuff than you'd think, like we said. Camp Along Blanket? I guess we started that. I have not gone further, I hate to admit. But Camp Along Blanket, I've actually started.
Yes. So, I have started too. I could just go to that one quick. I've done a couple of squares, but it really is, you kind of need a chunk of time to set aside and think about one square at a time.
Yeah, it's not a Netflix or HBO Max and
it's no,
project.
It's, and not a while you're podcasting and
right,
because
no.
We'd just be like, one, two, counting loudly.
Wait, what am
and,
I supposed to do now?
Yeah. It's cool. I feel like I've learned a lot of things doing it, but it is a focused knitting project.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So Mabel, Camp Along. Okay, Emma's version B I talked about. Mm-hmm. My unique socks are almost done.
Yay.
So those are the self-striping socks. Mm-hmm. They're UNEEK. I think we talked about this before. They're gorgeous self-striping. Comes in two little balls to make two identical socks.
Yeah.
And I decided I wanted to use the whole thing. So they're super high socks. So then I kind of made up a little way to add stitches as I went because my calf gets bigger as it goes up.
Everyone's does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully. And yeah, I'm so close. I don't know. Just got a couple more inches. And I decided to do 2x2 rib instead of just a stockinette leg so it stays up a little better. But that's so close.
Yeah.
I really just need to finish that.
The rib on the sock leg also, it kind of, it makes it fit better too. Because everybody's leg goes in and out, you know.
Yeah.
From ankle to wherever the sock ends. So I do like the rib on the sock. But yeah, it takes a bit longer to knit rib than just stockinette.
Yes. So. All right. So, yeah, I'm trying to get myself to finish that before I start another pair of socks. Because there's so many pretty new yarns in the shop that I'm just...
Yeah.
All right. What else are you working on?
Well, strangely enough, I did not take this on my recent trip to Atlanta. I almost did, but I'll tell you later why I'm glad I didn't.
Because you were afraid you'd lose it?
No, that's not the reason why. I'll tell you why, though. But we're going to hold out for catastrophes on that. But what I did take to Atlanta, and I actually did get somewhere on it on the way down. I didn't really knit on the way back. I was just worn out because it was a work trip.
Yeah.
And it was like a late flight. But on the way down, one of the flights, I just straight knitted through and worked on my shaved ice.
Ooh.
So I'm in the second color. I'm like halfway through maybe the second color. So
nice.
It feels like I'm getting somewhere.
Yeah.
There's four total colors. And it's going to be more intensive as you get to the shoulders, I know. But I feel like I'm getting to halfway at least.
Yeah. And make sure you have it done for the retreat.
Yes.
Because Kasapinka will be there.
Yeah. Got to show
get
it
a
off.
Picture of all of us wearing our shaved ice.
Yeah. And I got to show it with my airplane version of my Sharon show.
That's right.
Because I forgot to bring it with me last time. I was so annoyed.
Yep.
But anyway.
I remember that.
Yeah. Anyway, what else have you been working on? Because you've been busy.
Yeah, so I pulled out my wool and honey because it was behind me here in my office when I was needing some knitting and I didn't have my sock with me. So the wool and honey, and I remember working on this in Hawaii when I was there 3 years ago. And I don't know why.
Was
I just
that
keep
3 years ago?
Yeah. We
oh
just
my
found
gosh.
Some like memories. It was right before the pandemic started.
Yeah, yeah.
So Wool and Honey is a...
So nice.
It's an Andre Mowry pattern. And I'm making mine out of Remix Light in this purple colorway. All I've got left is like part of a short sleeve. I decided to make them short sleeves because the sleeve is... The way it's designed, it's supposed to be like 5 inches of puffy sleeve and then like 5 inches of ribbing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I did the 5 inches of puffy sleeve and then I did like 1.5 inches of ribbing maybe.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So like that's that. Where I'm in the middle of the puffy
that's
sleeve
great.
Part.
Yeah.
On the second sleeve.
Almost done.
I'm so close. Yeah. And I don't know why it just sat in the bag because like it wasn't new and shiny, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's so pretty. And
it
it's
really
gonna be
is.
Great for spring because.
And it's lilac.
Yes.
Beautiful lilac
so,
color.
Yes.
Yep.
Luckily, I had left my sock downstairs, and I was like, well, what's in these bags behind me? Because that's how they, you know, they live in bags, and then you put them down one day, and you forget to pick them back up. And they, like, go to my land of whips, unfortunately. So, did you have anything else you were working on?
Just my quote-unquote missing socks, which I did find again, thank God. Yes. So, I have... Well, I'll show you later because it's too far to reach back.
Okay.
But I have one of those almost done, so I just need the other sock. I'll just start the other sock. But anyway, nice. It's very pretty. Very pretty colors.
All right. And the last thing I have is this, which is I'm testing out this new yarn.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to feel that, it is made of Japanese paper and linen.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know how you'd even describe it. It's almost like paper.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is paper.
You feel it. It's almost... It reminds me of something. I can't remember what.
Like quilling paper, like twine? Almost?
I don't want to say twine, because that makes it sound like you wouldn't want to knit with it.
But I'm crocheting a...
Can I do that and put on the mic? Okay, everybody, I'm sorry if this is too loud. That's the yarn squishing.
It is, but there's also the paper inside to hold it like this.
Yeah.
So... I don't know how to describe it, but you know, like, I don't know how you, what would you call like those summer hats that are, I guess just a summer hat. So it's going to be a big hat with a big brim like keep the sun off me, like a sun hat.
Yep. That looks like the right material. Yeah.
Yeah. So I found a pattern for it. This is Noro, by the way, mm-hmm. and it is Noro Asaguni, Ajinu.
I don't know.
I'm just butchering that. Asaginu.
Asaginu. I don't know.
And it's the hat pattern is called Himari. You can see some of them are done on Ravelry. Yeah. It's only came out like last fall.
You basically made a yarmulke right there.
Yeah, it is basically a yarmulke so far, but it's going to keep going and become a sun hat.
Very nice. Yeah. And can you wash it?
I think so. I mean, I wouldn't wash it in the washing machine.
Yeah.
But yes, it's not going to disintegrate because it's paper. You know.
Okay. Interesting.
So, yes, it's very, very fun. So, crocheting this little hat, not the best crocheter, but it will work, and we'll see. So, it's sort of a test to decide if I want to carry this Noro yarn in the shop. So, yeah.
It's very nice. Yeah. Way better than I could do with crochet, that's for sure.
Well, you should take our Learn to Crochet class.
I know. I need to get over myself.
Crochet is awesome. There's been a lot of people who have been interested in crochet lately.
Yeah. Knitwit Yarn Shop is now open in our new, larger location in downtown Portland, Maine. We are located at 34 Danforth Street, still just steps away from the waterfront. Knitwit has been a favorite knitting destination for locals and visitors since 2004. If you aren't local or just feel like shopping in your pajamas, you can browse our full inventory at knitwitportland.com. And also follow us on Instagram at knitwityarnshop or Facebook at Maine Knitwit. But make sure you stop by to say hello on your next Maine vacation.
All right. So what do we want to work on next? Because obviously we don't have enough things
everything
to make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I'm like super serious on this for now. So I have a cowl that I've been designing for literally 2 years in my head. And often what I find my process is to overcomplicate things to a ridiculous extent.
Yeah.
So that then I never do it.
Yeah.
But then.
I've noticed that.
Yeah. But then if I'm smart, I start simplifying and I still come up with something that's probably more complicated than I should do. But I've simplified so much so that it suddenly starts making sense. And I'm literally designing this cowl in my head all the time, like on the flight.
Yeah.
In fact, I wanted to take it on the flight. That was another option. But I couldn't because I couldn't find one of the cable needles. Like, I'm holding a cable needle right now. I don't know why, but for some reason... The knitting I want to take on my flight is always the last thing I pick, and I need to, like, get ahead of that more. But anyway.
Yeah. I've got a flight tomorrow. I should probably start thinking about
that. Yeah, that's my advice, is, like, pick that out the day before. You can leave the clothes to the last minute, but the knitting is the most important part. So I'm calling that the Riddler Cowl, and hopefully it will be coming, or there'll be news about it very soon, because I feel like I'm finally there, finally ready to do it. How about you?
Oh, so I've got a... sweater, Noro mm-hmm. sweater, Joro, J-O-R-O. I think the mm-hmm. R has some dots over it.
Yeah.
Or maybe one of the O's does.
That would make more sense.
I don't know. Which one? Maybe it's the O, and that's why...
O's usually have dots on them.
Yeah, it must be the last O, and that's why yeah. Ravelry left it off when it made it into a website name. Into, you know, so that my link yes. doesn't have that last O.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a color work thing that I had on display for the trunk show we had.
Yeah.
Just sort of couple nice. Different shades of brown for the background, like oatmeal-y brown, and then yeah. for the foreground it was just a colorful like flower mm-hmm. rainbow thing, and
yeah
it was the whole thing and it was gorgeous and mm-hmm. I can't wait to get started, and I'm trying to finish at least one sweater before I started, so same sort of thing where you mm-hmm. just need to finish one thing, but
yes, then you can enable yourself to start another.
Yes. So
yeah,
that's pretty high on my list.
The other thing we already talked about, Mabel sweater, is my very next thing I need to start. But I'm telling myself I'm going to finish this first. And part of the reason for that is I didn't get a start right when the knit along kicked off.
Yeah.
And so, but it really is hanging over me. I do want to start it. And I saw Jen's yarn, the wool folk, and I was just like, I have to have that, and it has to be that exact same color. Luckily, even though we're both making the Mabel, though, we're not making the Mabel in the same color.
Nope.
So people will be able to tell us apart.
Kind of. So that was the Emma I made in that, and now yes. I'm making the Mabel.
Yeah.
Named after the Mabel from Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah, or as you called it.
Only Knitters in the Building.
Only Knitters in the Building.
At Knit Night. And we were at, where were we? Rising Tide.
Yeah.
So that's been fun. We've been having Thursday nights at Rising Tide. If you're local, come on over for happy hour and knitting. It's been huge. Like, we had, I don't know, maybe 24 people there last night?
Yeah.
Or this last past week? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get to go this time. But
it was huge.
But yeah, I went last week and it was very cool.
We ended up having to move into their side room because we had so many people. Which nice. Was great because the lighting was even better.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So nice. We had a fun time. All right, so the next thing on my list that I'm waiting to start until I finish that unique sock is that sock kit right there from mm-hmm. Laura Nelkin.
Yeah,
the Laxo socks.
The Laine du Nord. It's Laine du Nord yarn. Mm-hmm. I just had to get some French in there.
Okay. And the sock pattern is right underneath it. Laxo cuff and Laxo socks.
Yeah.
Or another one that's a couple yeah. more pages down.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
And that is what we're giving to our winner
our
today.
Our giveaway. Oh, it's so cool. The little yellow toe.
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it's a self-striping sock yarn.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's set up to do
it's
two.
It's almost self-fading, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than...
That's true.
Yeah, very nice. And so, yeah, it'd be cool to...
Set up to do two identical ones.
Yeah.
So, super excited to start that.
Yeah. Very nice.
All right.
I think that's it for what we want to work on next.
Yeah, trying to keep ourselves under control a little
yeah.
bit. All right, so a little bit of shop talk. Mm-hmm. Still planning away for the retreat. Mm-hmm. A couple of the classes are getting really close to being full, so Ooh. If you would like to join us, make sure you sign up and get your first choice of classes in.
Yeah.
And
very exciting because there are 4 teachers this year.
I know. Super excited. I just did a whole, like, series of posts on Instagram and Facebook with
yeah.
a description of each of them, so mm-hmm. go out there and check those out if you haven't heard. But you know, it was Laura Nelkin who we had last time, we've mm-hmm. got Casapinka coming back, we've got Sydney Craybaugh coming back, and we've got Simone Carrot coming back, because mm-hmm. they were all amazing.
Yeah.
And,
choice.
Such great chemistry too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's tough being in Maine with so many great designers either here or willing to come here.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, yeah, and they all wanted to come back too because they had so much fun at the yeah. campground. Is I think Casapinka came back to the campground a few times just separately because she liked it so much.
cool.
All right, the other thing, well, 2 more really exciting things. One is we've got a new website about to launch, so I don't have the exact date, but it will be later in February, probably in the next week or so. We're going to launch a new website, and it's just going to be a little easier to navigate. You'll be able to find... So the shopping section will be primarily the same,
mm-hmm.
So you'll still be able to find all the stuff you want, but all the other pieces on the front end, the tutorials, and the we're going to have a place where all the newsletters are. All the projects I featured in the newsletter are stored out on the website. So if there was one you liked and you couldn't quite remember, there'll be a place where you can go back and scroll through those.
You're like, I know I saw something. Where is it? Yeah, great.
And then our podcasts will be a little easier to find out there, too, on their own page.
Yeah.
So we're super excited about that. That'll be coming soon. So watch for that.
Yeah, great.
And then what everyone likes, this is coming out tomorrow. So today's Saturday. So in Sunday's newsletter, this will be launched officially. But our 2023 shop tote bags. Yay. So every year we partner with Scott Nash, who is a local artist who lives here in Portland. And he draws for us something adorable to put on our tote bags for the year. And then we make them into limited edition tote bags. I'm also going to make it so that we can get it on t-shirts and so forth coming up here. It's just on my list. But this year is a bear knitting. And he is just the cutest little bear. You just got to see it.
You just can't bear it. Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
I could keep going, but for the sake of our listeners, I will not.
The listeners get used up for them, but not for me.
Not for you. Okay. No. Poor Jen, when Chuck and I get going on the puns, it's nonstop.
Yeah, me and Julie's husband often threaten to leave the,
yes.
the dinner table when this gets going.
But very cute. I got a sneak peek at the bag.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
Yeah, they're on the website now. Yeah, okay. So grab yours before they're gone because we will not be remaking them.
Yeah.
And the dragon knitting from last year, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm. I have that one too.
And that was a nice big bag. This bag is a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to do the same size bag every year. You need different sizes for different projects. This is more of an everyday bag instead of a giant, like, Afghan bag. And it does not have a zipper. Some people said they didn't want zippers. So let's just try it this way this year.
Yeah.
Those people must not have cats.
Or dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I found a skein of two of my, since the last time we recorded. Maybe this is a good link into Knitastrophes. Two of my different skeins have been found just unraveled in a nice big fluff of yarn in the middle of the living room.
Yep.
Taken by one of my creative creatures. But they've been salvageable. It just takes a little while to re-roll.
Well, like I said, this hat, I've got to put the pom-pom back on because Nigel, who's usually so good, but who is too, decided that was a chew toy. So got that going on.
Yeah.
What else do you have for Knitastrophes?
Well, so back to my third coast. I think there might be, I don't know, I don't want to blame someone else, but I feel like there's just a little issue with...
It's all about blaming other people. What are you talking about?
The designer's amazing. She's the person, like, behind Emma's yarn, so it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But there just seems to be a point where, like, the patterning would get off if you followed it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So once it's all done, I'm going to write her a note and see about that. It's... I don't know.
So you adjusted it?
I adjusted it. I had to frog a few different times because I'm like, all right, I did something wrong. I'll pull it back and redo it. And then I did it again. I'm like, wait, that's the same problem. Let's pull it back and think about this.
Yeah.
So I had to readjust there a little bit. But
yeah,
it's okay. I'm past it. Moving on. I think my problem now is that the sleeves are small stitch.
Yeah.
Which, and it's this forever. Is the sweater I'm doing in Continental. So it's a little bit better.
Yep.
But we'll get there.
Yeah, yeah.
Got the body done.
We didn't talk about that. My Continental is my shaved ice.
Yes.
It hasn't picked up yet for my other new projects, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could think about it for Mabel.
Yeah.
We'll see. When I start swatching, we'll see.
Maybe not if it's your first cocoa knits. Don't change too many things.
Yeah.
Because you're going to learn 4 new increases.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. And you're going to... Yeah, just the whole construction is different. So
yeah,
but I probably Let's wouldn't. See. Maybe for your second Mabel.
My second Mabel.
Yes.
All right.
Another Knitastrophes.
Yeah. So the reason I said, remember I said I was glad I didn't take this on the flight with me, even though it'd be that much further along to being done.
Yeah.
So when I first started figuring out this self-made fade thing, I got all the yarns out on the table outside in the summer. and I ranked them. I laid them next to each other so that I could figure out what order I wanted to use them in.
Yep.
And that worked really well for the body. You know, it's not a science. It's more of an art. Yeah, but, you know, I liked how it worked. You know, because it got this nice fade thing going on. But when I got to the sleeves, like I said, I kind of pulled out some from the middle. Like, I had a choice, right? I could go really dark, go really light.
Yeah.
I didn't want to... It was kind of a question of what I wanted to do. So I pulled out three for the sleeves that are actually fairly similar.
Mm-hmm.
And then I divided each skein into two so that I could use one, half for each... And then I started my second sleeve, and I didn't take it with me because I couldn't find something, probably another cable needle. And then I came back and I started working on it again last night, and I had just started the ribbing of the cuff. That was all I had done. And I looked at it next to the other sleeve, and it was totally a different color.
Oh.
Like, I had started with the wrong color. So here, this, I believe, is the same color.
Yeah.
But I think... I was using something like this, and I'm holding a different part of the sleeve against my cuff. You wouldn't think it would look that different, but it did.
Hmm.
It looks so different. So I'm glad I didn't take it with me, because if I'd taken it with me, I'd have the whole sleeve done, and I'd be like, oh no, this sleeve doesn't match this other sleeve.
They're so similar, though.
I know, they are, but you'd be amazed how much of a difference it makes.
Mm.
So that was a catastrophe, because I had to frog and start again. But I hadn't got that far, so it wasn't too bad. I think that's about it for major catastrophes this time around.
Alrighty. All right, so the moment you've all been waiting for now, we have our contest winner.
Very exciting contest.
Yeah, we're going to win the set of Laxo socks, courtesy of Laura Nelkin.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Laura, for donating for the prize.
Yeah, it's an awesome prize this episode. So should we do a fake drum roll? Do you want me to announce who it is?
Yeah, so we have Roz from Massachusetts.
Oh, you got the name. Great. So who's also, am I a knitter yet? So I'd say, yes, you are, Roz. So congratulations. She says, we were just taking kind of a random number, but just to kind of give credit to Roz for what she's posted, she said she used to knit socks with two circulars toe up. So you can try them on, and now she prefers switching to 9-inch circulars after getting through the fussiness of toes. And I'm more willing to do toe up or cuff down, but the thought of two at a time makes her dizzy.
I'm with you there, Roz.
But luckily for you, Roz, you got some awesome sock yarn coming your way, along with an amazing pattern from the lovely Lola, Laura Nelson.
Yes. So what you can do is either send me a private message on Ravelry,
mm-hmm.
and I am, who am I?
Flexofiber.
I'm Flexofiber, but who is the shop? I can't, just send it to Flexofiber on the yarn, on Ravelry, or if you want to, you can send it to the shop, info@knitwitportland.com, and let us know that you are the winner, and give us your name and address, and we will get that shipped out to you from Laura. So I will have to get back in touch with her and get her your name, but... Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. You are a knitter.
So, yeah, and thanks to everyone else who contributed and to the conversation there.
Yep.
And just to put you on the spot, Julie, Julie is going to be teaching another, like, learn to knit socks class.
Yes.
But this one will be in the shop, so if you're local and haven't knit socks yet, this will be your chance to learn. So
it'll be hands-on, and it'll be knitting shorty socks, so those are much quicker.
Yes.
And I think we're talking about 3 sessions in Portland, Maine, so look out for that. That'll be coming soon.
Yep, that'll be in the newsletter, so make sure you're signed up for that too when you go out to the website.
Yeah, nice.
All right. Well, I think that is all for us today. Sounds like we've come to the end of another
main yarn. Yeah.
And show notes will be located at knitwitportland.com, and click on the main yarn podcast link.
Yeah. Until next time, happy knitting.
Yeah. Happy knitting. Bye-bye.
Bye.